This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in May of this year. And I'm talking about no other than BioLargo Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. With us today is the CEO, President, and Chairman of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Everett. It's so good to be here. Thanks for inviting us, and we got a lot to talk about.
You know, I've been reading a lot of your press releases since the last time you've been on the show back in May, and I'm hearing a lot about PFAS these days. You know, what are PFAS? Why are they a problem? What's the problem with the current treatment technologies with regards to PFAS? Bring us up to speed on what you guys are doing about that.
Absolutely. So PFAS is per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. That's a mouthful. A lot of people just refer to it as forever chemicals. Right. These are the chemistries that were used to create nonstick coatings in famous brands like Scotchgard and Teflon.
Right.
And so these big companies sold products with this chemistry in it for over 40 years. And it turns out that they're called micropollutants. They're very small molecules. They're persistent. They kind of last forever. In fact, they're designed to withstand the degradation power of nature. Right. So they stick around forever. Well, it turns out in small quantities, you know, things that last forever are really a problem. And so they've been linked to adverse health effects and birth defects and cancer and all sorts of just incredibly negative things, and litigation is going on all over the world. So this is a market most people estimate to be something like a $60 billion a year market. And, you know, there's lots of competition. You know, major engineering firms are coming into the market with solutions. And, you know, as we say, there's a number of solutions that are being deployed already. We just landed our first customer for our innovation, which is awesome, and we got more coming, big time. And when you look at the historical technologies that could deal with something like PFAS, they just don't quite check all the boxes. You know, they do remove PFAS, so we want to make sure we're clear on that. But they create an they often create another environmental problem because they destroy or mutate molecules. That's one problem. Or they create an enormous waste stream. And the waste stream is a hazmat now. I mean, this is really difficult stuff to manage. And so basically the market's been yearning for something that's efficient, right, safe, gets the job done in an economical and most efficient way. And so we set out now 2.5 years ago to develop what we think is the most efficient collection system in the market. And we're getting validation that we're absolutely on the right track. And so this is a category that's just going to keep expanding and expanding. And likely will keep us busy for at least a decade. I mean, it's remarkable.
Yeah, I noticed that. I believe it was October the 6th, you guys put out a press release. You're teaming up with Product Recovery Management. They have a huge facility there in North Carolina. That being said, what's the rollout plan from here? How do you plan on to grow to scale in the market? And why is there such a hungry solution for this problem?
Well, That's a mouthful. Okay, so let's break it down a little bit, right? That's okay. Let's break it down a little bit. So first of all, the incumbent, let's focus on the incumbent technologies. Carbon ion exchange resins are typically what's been deployed. And there's a number of cases where people have already spent a lot of money, you know, and think about that for a minute. If a municipal client's serving drinking water and they do the testing, they determine that they've got a measurement that exceeds testing limits for disclosure, or they have any
from drinking water. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
They can't serve that water. They can't sell it.
Correct.
So they had to take action as a public servant with whatever they had available. And of course that means eventually ratepayer increases, right? I mean, that's a lot of money. And we've seen some municipalities jump fast because they felt the urgency, but they jump so fast that they adopt technology that we believe won't carry the day. And so in fact, our first customer is a great example of that, where we were brought in after they had deployed incumbent carbon-based technology, and it was killing them. I mean, they just said, we just can't stand this. The waste stream is 10 times what it needs to be. The cost to store and process spent carbon is astronomical. The regs are heading into the category to make that a hazmat. And so the market's yearning for something that's more efficient, and that's kind of where we step in, right? The idea is that we can selectively extract our waste stream is 1/1000th out of a carbon system. We've even proven that we can head all the way to what the industry called non-detect status. Non-detect means that we can treat the system to a point at which science cannot measure if there's any more PFAS in the waste stream, right? That's a remarkable claim.
And we've I was going to say that's pretty impressive. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it is, and it gives that flexibility, right? Now, you know, one of the things you learn in this business is there's a lot of competition, but the number one way to win is start with great technology, and that's what we've done. And then you back that up with people that know how to do what to do and when to do to help serve a customer to meet the target. That's when our engineering team steps in. So basically, we go to the marketplace and say, look, we're an innovator and solution provider. We've got a PFAS solution, and here's our proposition. If our toolkit's good for you, we'll test it first. We'll verify it, right? And if our system won't pull the load, we'll bring another one in. And if that one won't pull the load, we'll invent one. And that's an attitude of serving a customer with excellence. Now, we're getting such huge reception to that. This last week, we were at a national conference called WEFTEC. That's Water Environment Federation, WEFTEC. And that's where all the majors show up with all the new innovations and talk to industry. And
right.
We just received an incredible response. We had four channel partners secured. We've got another six or seven coming on. And what that does for us is it brings us into a situation where manufacturers' representatives who are feet on the street, on the front line, working with customers who've been doing it for 10 and 20 and 30 years, right? We have the ability to step into a built-in distribution region by region and literally have 30 plus reps presenting our solution. So our focus at WEFTEC was to reconnect with all those reps and design a distribution system that brings really significant massive volume on the selling side of the business. Now, the other thing, PRM, you mentioned, we've shored up outsourced manufacturing with PRM. So it gives us the ability to be able to deliver machines and equipment to scale rapidly to combine with our own. And you know, the odds are that's going to continue to grow, too. When you look at the backlog, you know, we've publicly stated that we're looking at well over $100 million worth of projects. And we've started with our first, and it's a big one, and that first client situation really easily can expand to become a $5 to $10 million project with multi-year ahead, 7 to 10 years ahead of it, right? That's one. So this is big.
You got to go. Do you have a go-to-market timeline and revenue timeline?
We have our first client under contract. So we are in the market. We are now speccing and designing a custom solution for the client. That project, the first phase is probably 3 or 4 months, at which point you do the design work and the scoping and the specification, at which point you then put a budget to it. You agree on the next step. And you start executing on installing equipment, testing water. And it's a huge opportunity that when we walked in the door, it became twice the scope we thought it was on the first day. I mean, it's just a really significant opportunity. And we have many more on our desk, working through the bidding and the scoping process with customers. So, we think that's probably one of the most significant growth opportunities in the company, but we have many.
Let's talk about that. Let's change gears for a second here. Give me an update about your pet odor control product partnership. What's driving the increased sales of that product?
Well, that's Poof, P-O-O-P-H, P-O-O-P-H .com, poof.com. And it says Poof, right? It's a great infomercial. And what's amazing about it is people are seeing it now all over the country. I'm getting texts just about every day from somebody who saw it on a national network or, you know, it's just everywhere. And you know, what we did, of course, is this is based on our chemistry and we secure the manufacturing role. So we work with our partner who takes our chemistry and our manufactured product. We sell it to them wholesale. They then turn around and sell it retail and they create a brand. And so we've negotiated an arrangement where we get a cost plus arrangement. So we get a little markup on wholesale pricing. We get a little markup on the royalty on sales, and then we participate in the equity of the brand upon exit equal to 20%. Okay, so we're their partner. What they do is they're extraordinarily skilled at making a compelling story that helps people understand value so they can make a yes decision and buy that product. So that product's now doing over 100,000 a day in retail sales.
Wow.
100,000 a day, right? So that was a significant revenue contribution to our record performance last quarter. It will be the same this quarter, and it will continue for quarter after quarter going forward. They're ramping up. Now, they have forecasted, yes. So they have expected to enter into selling at Walmart in October or November, probably more like November, because there's a lot of logistics, and we're supporting them in that. So we're already processing orders. New designs and new product put up has been developed with a retail merchandising concept, and all of that is in motion. And so we'll be anxious to come back to our stakeholders and let everybody know it's launched. And we expect that in Q4 for sure, based on all the information they've given us. And there's more national retailers coming on board. So, all right. So the question is, you know, what's going on with the increase? Well, they're doing what they said they would do.
Right.
They've created a message to the marketplace of exceptional performance, and basically it features complete odor removal, safe for your environment, safe for people, pets, and the planet. And that theme is so compelling that really they've tapped into a marketplace where they've, in often cases, dealing with an inferior product, and certainly one that doesn't have the environmental safety and personal safety profile that this product has. Now, look. I think this is the most perfect example of how a decade of work has translated to where preparation meets opportunity. You know, we paid the price to be there. We slugged away in the industrial market, right? We became expert. And so by the time somebody comes in and says, hey, I think I can build a $1 billion brand around this, we're ready to pounce on the opportunity. And that's just what we did. And now it's proving out to be one of the smartest financial moves the company's made in its journey. And it's just awesome. And more to come.
We got about a minute left, and I want to get to my final question. I believe in August you put out a press release about 185% increase in revenues on the second quarter in June. That being said, what are the prospects to continue record-breaking results here?
Well, so that's a great question. You know, if you look at just the Pooph product and they keep doing what they're doing, it'll take us there. I mean, they're hitting stride and they're expanding so dramatically, and we're a supply chain partner. So, but we've got so much more than that going on. You know, what's happened really is our engineering team has found its stride as an innovator solution provider extraordinaire. And so customers that give us business become repeat customers. So that's number one. Number two, because of the innovation cycle, we're being picked up in projects that really is almost unbelievable. We're a outsourced design team for a company called UltraSafe Nuclear. We're actually building and designing nuclear fuel handling systems for a company that's venture capital backed. And it's an extraordinary complement to the design component of our skill set. Same thing, we've got these massive waste to energy conversion projects where the design portion is in the millions. And just the design, and they promise to be some of the largest projects in the world, literally, that will top $1 billion in total build. And so what's happened is, between our innovation that finds adoption, our leveraged partnerships, our organic growth, and our reputation really being solidified as a quality service provider for science and engineering, you know, as I say, the world is our oyster. We just need to grow. Right, we've got to grow staff, and we've got so much business coming at us that
the whole mindset's shifting.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm going to give you the last word here. We've got a couple seconds left. What is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
I think it's a couple things. One is the we've essentially de-risked most of our technologies, right? So now we're finding adoption. So you study that, you're going to be impressed. It took a long time. We'll say a lot of money. And so weathering that storm is part of the tribute to the team. And now we're in a chance to watch that fruit blossom and grow and start harvesting, right? The second is that the attitude in which we serve customers is extraordinary. You know, we got great tools. If we don't have it, we'll get it for you. We'll invent it if you need it. That's a remarkable claim. And we've got two big examples where we did just that. And what it really shows is that we know how to help integrate. We know how to find and innovate technology solutions for some of the biggest problems that face our planet. So the thing to remember is the innovation cycle is continuous. What you see is what we've gotten through that adoption cycle in early stage. Now the partnerships kick in and we've got more technology coming. So this is a company to watch. Go long, do your homework, reach out to the company. It's the best time in the history of the company.
My guest today has been Dennis Calvert. He is the president, CEO, and chairman of the company. And the company that we're highlighting here on Stock Day is BioLargo Inc. Look them up. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you coming back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in another 40 or 55 days and give us an update.
All right, with records in hand. How's that? There you go. No pressure.
I love
it.
All right,
Everett. Take care.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.